Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live, and the phones, as always, are open for you if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian,
Bonnie,
and Aria.
So much in the news to discuss here tonight, including more judges that are mandating people get the vaccine. It was originally a story out of Ohio. Now it's New York. Aria, I know you've got that story. I had it too tonight, so it means we definitely should talk about that. But before we talk about the corrupt judges and vaccine mandates from the courts, let's talk about the big news about the vaccines today. The FDA has granted, as it was expected to. They were talking about it likely to occur over the weekend. On Monday, and it did happen, where Pfizer has been approved their COVID vaccine for full U.S. approval. So it's no longer in, you know, whatever the special emergency use status it was previously.
I mean, FDA approval doesn't really matter to me because the FDA is the FDA. And, I mean, for years they've been receiving criticism for pay-to-play and rushing drugs out that they then had to recall because they killed everyone who took them and things like that. So, yay! Pfizer gave the FDA enough money to get the FDA to say, okay, this is fine. Everyone can have this.
Pfizer also, I mean, not Pfizer, FDA also approves, like, Twinkies.
Do they? Oh, wait, is that USDA or FDA?
Oh, I don't know. Food and drug, yeah.
Yeah, maybe they do. I don't know. But the FDA is definitely a government agency, and they do have, for sure, dominion over prescription drugs. And so it's, you know, I don't care if a drug comes out quickly. I don't. I think people should be able to take experimental medications. I don't think the FDA should exist at all. That said,
I'm with you on that, but if Pfizer came at me with a medicine that was experimental, I would be skeptical.
Yeah,
of their claims.
Most people, when they take an experimental medication, are willing to do so only when they have some sort of terminal illness. They've tried everything else, and they're like, okay, shoot me up with whatever you can.
And usually an experimental drug is something that, like, people have reason to believe that it helps. Like, maybe it's some kind of natural herb that people in the ancient world used for health, and then, like,
well,
people are like,
well, if it's an herb, it wouldn't be considered an experimental drug as far
well,
as
well, maybe it has the herb in it. I'm just saying, like, there's some reason why people think it'll work. It's not just, I don't know, this is a completely just experimental thing.
The FDA has now granted Pfizer and BioNTech full U.S. approval of their COVID-19 vaccine, according to CNBC. And they're the first in the U.S. to win the coveted designation, which gives more businesses, schools, and universities greater confidence to adopt vaccine mandates.
Yeah, they keep saying that, and it makes me a little nervous.
Yeah, well, it's not just going to be schools, vaccines, and or schools, businesses, and universities. It's going to be governments.
Yeah, it worries me about the military because my little brother's in the military. I mean, he said that he would just, like, quit if they
really
mandate it. Yeah, but
can you just quit the military?
I mean, you can't just quit. He said he would fail his PT test every time on purpose or something like that.
So he'd get dishonorably discharged or honorably
discharged like that.
Or something.
He would get out. You can get out of the military. My mom did it. Like, it's not impossible.
Yeah, I think if you told the military that you were doing a bunch of LSD and wanted to have sex with the same-sex person or whatever, they might go ahead and
that's
let
true.
You go.
I don't think they care about gay sex anymore, but, yeah, if you were, like, failing drug tests or something, you could get yourself out. I don't remember. I mean, I don't even know how my mom did it, but anyways, it worries me because of my brother. So
didn't they mandate the military has to get the vaccine?
No,
or was that just one branch?
They were this whole time they haven't been mandated, and it's because it wasn't FDA approved. But now it's FDA approved, so that's why I'm worried.
I thought I saw something about there was a military mandate that came out within the last few weeks, and that there's been some amount of pushback by some of the military on this.
I wouldn't be surprised. I imagine the military is a little sick of being used in medical experiments. I mean, there's a long history of the U.S. government doing that.
I mean, I would be really happy if my brother quit the military, so maybe it would be a good thing.
Oh, right here, 6-7 hours ago, actually, headline, Pentagon to mandate COVID-19 vaccine for the military.
All
according
branches?
Well, the Pentagon, I guess. I presume they are in charge of all the branches. I don't know.
I think so.
Maybe not.
The Coast Guard.
Coast Guard, isn't they? Aren't they part of the Marines or something like that?
I don't know.
I don't really know either.
It's all just military to me.
Right. But according to, not just to The Hill, but also military.com, mandatory COVID-19 vaccines coming soon from
U.S.
service
members. But it's like coming soon, I haven't heard anything like an actual mandate. It's just like...
It's coming.
It's a rumor,
They're announcing. It's not just a rumor now. It's the Pentagon is saying that's going to happen.
Oh.
I'm not surprised. I mean, Biden is on the record as saying, hey, we can use this as an excuse to get more businesses to require the vaccine.
Sure.
That's what they want.
And I heard a rumor. Now, I don't know if this is true, but I heard a rumor that now that Pfizer has the approval and Moderna does not, and Johnson & Johnson do not, that Pfizer can now sue the other companies because they aren't, if given that there's a vaccine with a full approval, the other two should not be allowed onto the market, essentially, would be Pfizer's argument.
Oh.
Yeah, so we may end up seeing that this is a big fight now between these big
surely they
companies.
Made enough money from this already. There's no need to sue Moderna.
But they could
Johnson.
Make three times as much.
Well, not really, because like what is it
or
like 60% of Americans are already vaccinated. So,
but booster shots.
Oh yeah, booster shots.
Don't forget about those. They're already saying that they want people to get a third shot. That the U.S. government is already saying that. So it's happening now. They've approved this thing, and just look out. Already the military is saying they're going to roll out mandatory vaccines. More companies, corporations, they've been waiting to have the FDA backing them, if you will, to make these things mandatory, and that's happening. So if you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. Remember when people on the left were actually skeptical of the FDA?
I do, but that seems to have just gone away, unless you look for articles prior to about December of 2019.
Well, you don't even need articles. There's a pretty cool account I found on Twitter called @DefiantLs.
Oh, that's awesome.
Defiant, the letter L-S. And this account takes, I guess, submissions from people, and they find things that liberals said before 2021, basically.
Oh.
And they post the thing they said before. And then they post the thing post-Trump losing the election about the same thing. So here's Joy Ann Pro-Democracy Reed. That's her name, @JoyAnnReed on Twitter. She wrote in September of 2020, quote, I mean, will anyone at all ever fully trust the CDC again? And who on God's earth would trust a vaccine approved by the U.S. FDA? How do we get
I'm with you, lady.
Yeah. How do we get a vaccine distributed after this broken Trumpist nonsense has infected everything, even if Biden wins, she says. And then on the 23rd, which is today of this month, 2021, great news, full FDA approval of the Pfizer COVID vaccine. Great sign that others could follow. Hopefully this will get some people off the fence. Hashtag get vaxxed. Hashtag beat COVID.
So not even a year ago.
Not even.
She was railing against the FDA and the CDC.
Yeah.
Rightly.
And it never ends. It's stuff that you would think they would definitely remember saying. Like, it's completely the opposite of what they say a year later.
It's crazy. And that's just one example.
I wish I could use Twitter because I want to see all of those. That sounds glorious.
It's pretty entertaining stuff.
But I mean, the FDA, they've been using a pay-to-pay model for years. They're openly doing this, right?
Pay-to-play, yeah.
Yeah. You give them $750,000, buy the bureaucrats' yachts or whatever, and they will rush your drugs to the front of the queue to be evaluated.
$750,000? I mean,
I don't know what the amount is, but this is happening all the time. Instead of the actual good medicines getting put up there, it's just like, hey, here's a bunch of money. Approve this.
Sure.
Let's pay to get shrooms approved.
That'd be nice.
So I'm trying to find out where this article actually starts. The FDA recently asked a federal advisory committee to consider how the research community should think about such trials. It starts off with Michelle Russell Eichhorn. She spent 23 years working in the world of institutional review boards, which decide whether to green light clinical trials. And all that time, she's never seen quite so many proposals as she has in the last year.
Was written when?
2019.
Okay.
Some plan to ask participants to pay $7,000 or more to enroll, and this is just to have the study. Others wanted to ask for upward of $250,000. There's more about this and their corruption. I just have to find where the article starts talking about the actual FDA.
We'll dig in here in just a moment. The number is 603-283-6160. You can weigh in here. Share your thoughts. Are they mandatory vaccines coming your way? Tell
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free, too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. The FDA has now given full approval to the Pfizer vaccine. Basically, the article at CNBC is just pure propaganda.
Well, of course.
I was looking through it and just to see if there's anything else worth sharing. And, you know, they talk about how effective the vaccine is and how people wanted, they were waiting. Some people were just waiting on the FDA. 3 out of 10 adults just been waiting. They feel better now that the FDA said everything's fine.
Who's saying it's effective?
The FDA.
Everyone.
All the propagandists are saying that.
But they all agree that you can still catch and receive COVID when you're vaccinated. So.
Yes, but that's effective, apparently, in their world.
Yes. But, I mean, what does FDA approval really mean? Because 1/3 of new drugs have safety problems after FDA approval. And this article is from 2017. The other one, it was rambling and incoherent and too long, but this one is not. The FDA is under pressure.
This is NPR, right? This one.
This is. I found it through the Drudge Report. The FDA is under pressure from the Trump administration to approve drugs faster, but researchers at the Yale School of Medicine found that nearly 1/3 of those approved from 2001 through 2010, before Donald Trump, had major safety issues years after the medicines were made widely available to patients. So these side effects could take years to come to fruition.
Sure.
71 of the 222 drugs approved in the first decade were withdrawn, required a black box warning on side effects, or warranted a safety announcement about new risks. While the administration pushes for less regulation and faster approvals, said someone at the Yale School of Medicine, those decisions have consequences. I was looking to see if maybe he actually made a complete sentence, but he didn't. The Yale researchers' previous studies concluded that the FDA approves drugs faster than its counterpart agency in Europe, and that the majority of pivotal trials and drug approvals involve fewer than 1,000 patients and lasted 6 months or less.
So the editorial position of this article is clearly that the FDA should take longer.
They should do a better job evaluating drugs and vaccines and things before they're allowed on market.
Which means they should take longer and cost more money, so therefore the prices of the various different drugs that they're approving goes up, and it takes longer to actually help. Look,
I want to be clear that I'm not saying
you're not for that.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that that was the position that liberals had a year ago.
Their previous position prior to COVID was, hey, FDA, slow it down there. You could be hurting people with these quick approvals. And now it's like, bring it on!
Now they see the value of experimental medicine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in this moment, I'm sure they'll change their tune again, you know, if a Republican gets back in control of the FDA.
It took a median of 4.2 years after the drugs were approved for the safety concerns to come to light, the study found, and issues were more common among psychiatric drugs, biologic drugs, drugs that were granted, quote, accelerated approval, and drugs that were approved near the regulatory deadline for approval. Drugs ushered through the FDA's accelerated approval process were among those that had higher rates of safety interventions.
Here's an idea. How about we get rid of the FDA entirely and just let the market decide what drugs should be available, and let each individual and each doctor make their own decision, like, oh, hey, I'm sick, I got this problem, terminal illness, I need some sort of drug. The doctor says, well, there's drug A, which has been around since the 1960s and has had this many people take it, and we know that these are the problems and these are the side effects. Or there's drug B, which is newer, came out last year, and it's totally experimental. So, you know, we don't really know what's going to happen here. What would you like to do, patient? You make the choice.
I'd be very curious to know how much of our audience reads the inserts that they get with their medication, because I always read those,
all the fine print, you mean?
Yeah, hey, these are the possible side effects, and, you know, they tell you all about the drugs generally. People don't do that because, oh, it's FDA approved. It's fine. Yeah. I don't need to worry about it.
And nobody reads the inserts on their vaccines. They don't ask to. They just get thrown away after they take the shot.
Right.
Because, for one thing, the inserts say that you have to self-quarantine for 2 weeks when you get, like, any of the regular vaccines, and nobody does that.
Wait. Any of what regular vaccines?
Like,
you mean, like,
pre-COVID, flu, anything else?
Really?
Yeah, exactly. Nobody knows that.
Wow.
I only know that because I used to be in a lot of anti-vax Facebook groups way before COVID was a thing.
Yeah, well, I can tell you, I mean, when I was in jail after being arrested for the Crypto 6 raids that happened here in the studio and elsewhere, your house, Aria, as well, on March 16th, while I was in jail, they were offering the vaccine to the inmates. They didn't force us. They did give us the choice, so to their credit.
Well, that's good.
Although we'll talk about a judge here in a moment that may not be giving people choices, but we'll get into that. But, you know, they didn't hand these inmates, because I got to watch, right? Like, you know, you said stand in your cell. I'm being locked down 23 hours a day, so I'm in my cell 23 hours a day. I'm just looking out to see what's going on, and this large group of nurses and others comes into the cell block, which is unusual, right? Like, this normally doesn't happen, so it's something to watch.
Sure.
And that's, they were there to give people vaccines, so they let all the guys out of their cells that wanted to get a vaccine, spaced them all out, you know, nobody sitting next to one another, and they just walked around with the needles and injected them. I mean, they didn't, like, give them a piece of paper with side effects or anything like that. They didn't get a take-home or something like that so they could read later or even in advance.
And even if that was just like a smallpox vaccine or something, you would be being shedded on by all of those.
Shedded?
Shedded. Like, they're shedding. Okay. So, like, every time you were around those people who got the shot, they were shedding on you. And that's, like, a common known fact, and people are just forgetting about, like, oh, that just isn't a thing.
And what does it mean to be shed on?
So,
you gotta be really careful.
Yeah, we have to find a different word.
I'm being shedded on, I know, but, what I was going to say was, like, I don't really know exactly, like, the medical terms mm-hmm. or anything, but you can get sick from being around people who just got a vaccine. Mm-hmm. Not just, and I'm not just talking about COVID, it's not a conspiracy theory, it's a fact. That's why they say you have to quarantine for 2 weeks when, and your babies, are, like, people actually do know this when they have babies that they get vaccinated. Like, some people, I mean, will be like, oh, he's not going out, he's not having play dates for a few weeks because he got the smallpox vaccine or whatever regular vaccines are. I never got any.
So these approvals, these rushed accelerated approvals, rely on surrogate endpoints. And this is a little bit unclear, but it means that researchers measure something other than survival, such as tumor size, to determine whether the drugs worked. This finding on surrogate endpoints has the greatest relationship to policy today. The 21st Century Cures Act, there's a push to have the FDA move to further support the use of surrogate markers. So if you have a deadly tumor, the measurements that the FDA uses is, oh, well, did it kill you? Versus whether or not it actually shrank the tumor or whatever. That's what I'm gathering. So Obama signed the 21st Century Cures Act into law. It offers ways to speed drug approval by pushing the FDA to consider evidence beyond the three phases of traditional clinical trials. So Obama also sped the FDA along. The new process has made...
Well, of course, that's what the pharmaceutical companies want, yep. right? They want... And you can't blame them for that. That's what, you know, I think anybody would want if they were going through this process. I mean, if indeed you had a revolutionary cure that could actually help people... Obviously, these vaccines are very experimental. There's a lot of disagreement as to whether or not they're helping people or harming them. Some people believe that they're causing blood clots and other maladies with people that they're...
It makes sense that they would cause blood clots once you have it explained to you what these vaccines actually do.
The mRNA ones specifically, yes. I mean. 603-283-6160. So if you had something that's actually helping people or could, in theory, help people, you know, obviously you'd want people to be able to take it. So you want them to get through this process. Of course, like I said, it'd be better if there was no government process whatsoever and just let various different elements of the market decide, put different types of tests to these.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hour by hour, flights are evacuating Americans and refugees out of Afghanistan. That's according to National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, who said 26 countries across four continents are helping the United States to transport refugees. regarding the August 31st deadline of having troops out of Afghanistan, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says that will not change.
We would absolutely consider the views and opinions of our allies and partners who also have people there and are, as the general brief, very much a part of moving people out.
Mississippians who test positive for COVID-19 could face jail time for ignoring at-home isolation orders. Failure to obey the new order can result in a $5,000 fine or up to 5 years in prison. You're listening to USA Radio News. How will history look back on the Biden administration's handling of the Afghanistan crisis, along with the border crisis and rising inflation rates?
The humanitarian crisis created by open border policies at the U.S.-Mexico border, violent crime on the rise throughout American cities, inflation hurting American families with much higher food and gas prices. Kentucky Congressman Republican James Comer is telling Fox News that history will not be kind to President Biden and his Afghanistan withdrawal crisis.
Well, we certainly can't remove all the troops until every American and all of our allies who we want out of Afghanistan are out of Afghanistan. And I think history will show it's the right decision to remove the troops from Afghanistan. However, you remove your citizens before you remove the troops.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Monday is New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo's last day in office. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Is Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And here in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Bonnie.
And Aria.
Coming up, Aria, you've got a story to share. Yet another judge, or more than one, I think, in New York now. So it was Ohio that made the news a little bit earlier this summer. A judge was sentencing people to get the vaccine. And
sentencing them to that?
Yeah, it was part of, it was conditions of their parole.
Correct, and probation, or I think.
I guess that's effectively sentencing probation. Them to get the vaccine, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could choose not to, but then...
It'll violate your probation.
Well, you would then probably get... Yeah, you probably wouldn't be let out or something like
that. Well, there was one guy in Ohio, he was out on probation. One of his, conditions was he had to get it by a certain time, and he said, I'm not getting in, it's going to violate my probation.
Right. And I don't know if we got an update on that particular story and what happened to him. But that's coming up here, 603-283-6160. The Pfizer vaccine has been approved, so already the U.S. military is now announcing that they intend to mandate the vaccine. Bonnie, you say that a brother, younger brother of yours, who is in one of the military branches, has told you that he is intending to not get the vaccine. Do you think he's going to really stay true to that promise when he might be facing... you know, some sort of a punishment within the military for that? Like they,
I think he'll get fired or whatever. If I think they'll make him get out and he'll do it. He'll get out.
This could be a really good, like, if that's all there is to it, if all you have to do to get out of the military now is say, I don't want to take your vaccine, that'd be pretty awesome.
That would be.
I don't think he wants to get out in general, but he doesn't want to take the vaccine even more.
From what I understand, that's the position of a lot of people in the military.
Is that they don't want to take the vaccine.
Yes.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
And I can't say I blame them.
Yeah, me neither. I don't want to be an experimental subject for anybody. So, unless I choose to, you know, and if that's what you want to do with your body, then go right ahead. But, man,
sure.
There's some horrible possible side effects that people have been reporting on various social media here. You were just sharing with us, and I don't know if we're done with the story, but you were giving us some perspective on sort of the leftist viewpoint, the liberal viewpoint, this one coming from NPR, on the FDA and what it was like prior to COVID, where people on the left, certainly during Republican administrations, were skeptical of the FDA. Even Obama advanced the speed, or, you know, increased the speed of FDA approvals, and then Trump built on that, apparently. And people on the left were critical of that happening. But now they are literally shouting for vaccines. There was one guy in this Defiant L's channel on profile on Twitter that I hope I can find it here for you, where he was literally saying, inject me, like he wants the vaccine.
Like, put it in my arm.
Put it in my veins.
Yeah,
I think was what he said.
That's insane.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's actually worse than people know, because the FDA system for reporting drug and device-related health problems is voluntary. So the pharmaceutical companies have to actually bring these side effects to the attention of the FDA. The FDA isn't actually following these drugs once they're released to market.
Mm-hmm.
They go, oh, we approved it. It's fine.
Our job's done here.
Yep. Oh, but unless the pharmaceutical company come back and says, hey, oh, yeah, by the way, this killed the last 300 people we prescribed it to, the FDA is not going to do anything. These reports are not verified, and critics say the system is underutilized and filled with incomplete and late information. The FDA also monitors other available studies and reports to determine whether it needs to take action on a particular drug. But it doesn't actually do any studies or make any reports itself.
Mm.
Surprisingly, drugs approved in under 200 days were less likely to have safety issues, which the authors speculate could be because some approval packages provide clearer evidence of safety, allowing for more rapid regulatory approval. The study included market withdrawals of three drugs: the anti-inflammatory drug Bextra, Zelnorm, which was used to treat irritable bowel syndrome, and the psoriasis drug Raptiva. Bextra and Zelnorm were withdrawn because of cardiovascular risk. This was after the FDA approved them. They withdrew that approval. And Raptiva was withdrawn because of increased risk of a rare and fatal infection that causes brain damage.
You know, some people have said, and I think it might have been Dr. Mary Ruart, who wrote the book Healing Our World. She's worked in the medical field for a long time. She said that, I think it was her that said that if it were today and aspirin were just developed, if it were just developed and submitted to the FDA for approval, it would never get approved.
Why is that?
Well, I don't remember her reasoning for that, but, you know, basically that it's got problems or whatever. Like, there's issues with some people, I guess, and so therefore it would never make it through the approval process, is what she believed.
Mm. Well, it does cause, you know, stomach ulcers and stuff like that if taken consistently.
But things like that got grandfathered in.
It thins your blood, and that's what's so creepy to me about aspirin. That's why I try not to take it.
I think that's what all NSAIDs do. That's non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug.
Could be.
I could be wrong. I've always taken ibuprofen because I thought it was like the one that didn't do that, but it is bad for your stomach.
Yeah, I mean, any of these things in some
I try not to take it, like, at
should
all.
Should be problematic. Brooklyn Dad _ Defiant, who I've cited before.
I've seen Brooklyn Dad before.
Yeah,
or I've heard him before.
On this show. he's being featured on Defiant L's.
Awesome.
His Twitter is at MMPADELLAN, Padellan. So in 2020, in December, he says, I can guarantee, so this is after Trump lost, I can guarantee you right now that I will not be taking anything called the Trump vaccine. And then in August of this year, He says, I've already been fully vaccinated. If I need to get a booster, no big deal. I'll do what's necessary to stay safe. I'd like to see America back to normal. How about you?
Again, not even a year.
Yeah.
There's also very happy customers who go back and get multiple vaccines, like Mark. He just likes it so much.
Poor Mark. All right, so I think we've got the point.
I want to get this one last quote out, because this is a liberal piece here.
Sure.
All too often, patients and clinicians mistakenly view FDA approval as an indication that a product is safe and effective. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Wow.
We learn tremendous amounts about a product only once it's on the market and only after use among a broad population.
Hashtag safe and effective.
Written in 2017, you would never be able to get that published today. Even if you were the head of the FDA trying to say that, the media would not let you share that information.
Yeah, that's a great point.
There'd be a fact checker up on your Instagram if you posted that.
Yeah, but it doesn't get clearer than that. It doesn't mean it's safer.
And that's true.
It is.
That's absolutely true. And these drugs should be allowed into the marketplace.
Sure.
I mean, our conclusion
but
is
not
different.
Mandated.
Yeah. We have a similar opinion, but our conclusion is ultimately different. Like, let it go. Let it out there. Fine. Let's get rid of the FDA. Let the marketplace decide. And one of the things that would benefit from that is drug prices would go down, because the cost to bring a drug through the FDA approval process, I think it's billions and billions of dollars. I mean, it is not cheap.
And more if you want it done quickly.
Yeah, exactly. So it takes years, and it takes a lot of money, and all that money's got to be recouped in the cost of the medicine.
Yep.
So that means that it's going to be very expensive. And who hasn't heard of the just horrifying stories of people with some sort of terrible illness that already were just working a day-to-day job or whatever, you know, getting paid very, very little in their lives? They can't afford, you know, they didn't have health insurance. They can't afford this medication that's going to cost them, you know, hundreds of dollars a month or whatever the medication costs. Imagine if that medication were a tenth of its cost.
Yeah.
You know, it could be.
It would easily be,
yeah,
just without these competition barriers.
And then, of course, patents also are another way that these companies are protected by the government.
Yep.
Because remember, the FDA process, companies like Pfizer can get through it. I mean, it takes time, but they can get through it. They've got plenty of money. If you cook up something with your friends that, you know, is, you know, let's say you're a scientist or whatever,
sure,
right? Like, you know, you're
made with reapers.
Or whatever. Yeah. You know, you put something together and you believe that it has the capability to help people, and you do trials or whatever, and you're trying to, you can't get through $1 billion, multi-billion-dollar process. You don't have the attorneys. Step one, even if you had the money, it's a huge, expensive, ridiculous price. So it keeps competition out of the marketplace. So we don't get a lot of alternative things. And of course, the FDA, you mentioned herbs and things, Bonnie, earlier. They don't approve herbs. They don't even look at that stuff.
Raw food is medicine.
And if you make claims like that, or that herbs can solve a problem, then they will prosecute you. There's more coming up.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services, with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a five-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us here, is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160 with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian.
Bonnie.
And Aria.
And want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. You can head over there and you can get started learning about cryptocurrency. Because, well, Bitcoin just hit over $50,000 yesterday. It's now back down to around $49,500 today. But it, you know, maybe it's on another run up. I don't know. We can't predict what the future is going to hold. But
well, for the last several weeks, basically the only Bitcoin value that I've heard about was here on Free Talk Live, and mm-hmm. I've listened to it go from $32,000 all the way back up to $50,000, so
yeah.
It seems to be on its way somewhere.
It seems to be that way, and given the amount of trillions of dollars that the U.S. government is pouring into the economy, there's a good chance. I mean, I don't like to make predictions, but it seems like it might go up more in the future. I'm not a financial advisor or anything like that, but
because of the dollar going down?
Because the dollar is going to likely plummet in value. And
but there will be two things happening simultaneously when that happens. People will, the demand for Bitcoin will also go up.
Likely.
Because people will be trying to dump their USD because, mm-hmm. you know, it's a scam coin.
It totally is. And the demand for Bitcoin is already continuing to go up. I mean, you've got companies that previously had talked trash about Bitcoin, mm-hmm. like JP Morgan and other big banks, now creating departments and allowing their investors to purchase Bitcoin through their, you know, high-end investment markets or whatever it is that they do there. So they've totally changed their tune about Bitcoin. You've got mega, you know, stars like people like Elon Musk and Paris Hilton now advocating for cryptocurrency. Busta Rhymes just bought some Bitcoin within the
really?
Last few weeks. Yeah, he's very excited about it.
You got NFL players getting paid in Bitcoin. Yeah. There's at least two now, as I understand it.
Wow, there's a second one now. That's cool.
I think.
I thought Busta Rhymes was asking to be paid in it.
He was openly asking on his Twitter account recently whether or not what people thought about getting paid in Bitcoin. So he seems to be thinking that he should start getting paid in Bitcoin too, which is pretty cool.
That is cool.
And the reason I've happened to hear about that is because I saw a video clip of Busta Rhymes talking trash about the masking stuff and all the vaccine mandates at one of his appearances that he did, like a concert that he was doing recently. So he's one of the few artists that's actually taken a stand against the so-called new normal.
He made a good point that I don't hear people talk about enough. He said, like, I want to see your face, man, because I want to know if you come into the room, if you're how you're going to act towards me. Like, I want to see your face. Like, if you're being, you know, he used a word, like, if you're being shady or something.
Or if you've got a smile on your face, right? Like, being able to see human expression is one of the most important things that we can do to further nonverbal communication between us. It's a completely natural thing.
We have the right to freedom of speech, and facial expressions are, without a doubt, speech.
I totally agree. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, though. Domster is on the line. He's in Ohio. Hello, Domster.
Hello, Ian, Bonnie, and Aria. I have two things. First of all, I don't know. Do you have an update on Nobody? Isn't he meant to be released today?
Dude, these clowns are jerking him around still. There is no update. Mm. Nothing has been put up on Court Listener. The prosecutors were supposed to have all of the release conditions were supposed to be agreed to last Friday.
Supposedly they were agreed to.
Not this past Friday. What, they're still not on Court Listener. There's nothing official.
There's nothing official. The judge has not yet filed whatever the agreements are.
He was supposed to have been, we presumed he would have been released. I mean, they've agreed, hey, this guy should be released.
Yes.
This detention from this point forward is no longer acceptable. It's illegal. And they're just dragging their feet on it because it's not the prosecutors who are in jail. It's not their family members. It's not their friend. They don't care.
Yeah, so we haven't heard anything since last week when what we heard was that the prosecution and the defense had come to an agreement on the terms. You know, he's, for instance, apparently not going to be allowed to be on Free Talk Live. He's not going to be allowed to talk to any of the co-defendants and also the list of people that I am also not allowed to talk to, like Mark Edge and other people like that. So.
And also, he's not allowed to be on any other podcast or interview that, like, on the radio or video.
But he will be able to do drugs, apparently.
But don't you think that's, like, not even hiding, like, being again, like, you guys not being able to talk is, like, I think an infringement of First Amendment rights.
Oh, yeah.
But,
it's a clear violation.
But it's like people could make some kind of stupid argument, and, you know, there could be, like, arguments in court about it. But if you're just not allowed to be on Free Talk Live, that's just, that should be cut and dry. That's, an infringement on your First Amendment right.
Yep.
Such a shame. His sense of humor is greatly missed. But,
yeah, I miss him a lot.
Second thing, I follow Thomas Massey on Facebook. He's a congressman for Northern Kentucky, and I've interviewed him a few times. On Facebook, he put up a post today. It says, need a booster? Come to Frankfort, the capital of Kentucky, on Saturday for a boost of freedom, approved for all ages, no adverse effects. Field tested since 1776. So there's a Kentucky Freedom Rally, which he's going to be speaking at 1 p.m. on Saturday.
I like the idea, but in my opinion, freedom certainly has adverse effects, and that's just how it is, and I'm fine with that.
It's all good until the end. It says no mandates, no CRT, well, election reform, and then it says pro-police, which I find really funny.
Oh, God. That's so pro-liberty.
I don't understand how these people on the right could possibly be pro-police if they're critical of the vaccine, you know, mandates and all of this. I mean, just look at what the cops are doing to people.
In Australia?
Look at Australia,
for
instance.
Who's going to hold you down and pepper spray you while they give you a shot in your arm?
Oh, but they wouldn't do that here.
Did that actually happen in Australia? Someone was held down and pepper sprayed?
Not to get a shot, but they were held down and pepper sprayed because they were out of their house.
Social distancing.
Yeah,
and wasn't it like a 12-year-old? Sorry.
They pepper sprayed, I believe, a 12-year-old outside of a grocery store or something like that, and I believe they did hold down a child in someone's house.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe there's a separate video.
They have been forced vaccinating people by holding them down while they're screaming.
Well, they actually
have, happened in Spain.
They actually have a video out now of a man who is allegedly sick with COVID who left his home. They put out a warrant for this man's arrest. I've got that audio here from Australia in just a moment. I can play that for you. And then we've got to talk about these judges as well that are mandating vaccines. But, Domster, anything else you want to share?
Yeah, one final thing. There's good news that actually came out of Kentucky today. The Supreme Court ruled that the so-called governor's emergency executive orders went against what the legislature. And I think that was on school mask mandates. So that's good news.
Small victory.
That's all for
Thanks,
me.
Domster. I appreciate hearing from you, man.
Thanks.
603-283-6160 is the number here. That's 603-283-6160. You can comment on whatever is on your mind. Here's the bulletin as posted on or broadcast on 9 News out of Sydney. Remember, Sydney is in New South Wales, which is the place in Australia, which is the worst of all. Sydney has been on lockdown now since June, I think it was. They were going to do 2 weeks, and they did 2 more weeks, and they did 2 more weeks, and they're still doing more and more and more weeks, and it's been extended again and again and again. So here's the latest.
It's those doing the wrong thing driving our record case numbers. Among the most concerning cases, a COVID patient who's tonight on the run from a hotspot. Police and health authorities have issued an urgent appeal.
Anthony Karam knows he's COVID positive when he steps into this public lift. Already
he's in an elevator wearing a robe. So I think he's like...
So they pulled like CCTV footage of this guy?
Yeah, I think he's in like his apartment building or something like that, basically, because he's wearing a robe.
Breaking so many rules, he doesn't bother to cover his mouth as he sneezes and splutters. The 27-year-old is still infectious, but has gone missing from his Wentworth Point apartment. A warrant now issued for his arrest.
This 27-year-old chap, who apparently has expressed the view that he doesn't care less whether he spreads the virus.
They then show another clip of the man in the same elevator wearing clothes as though he's going out. So they've got multiple clips of him in this particular elevator, just sort of, you know, being all
by himself in the elevator.
There's no one else in the elevator. Yeah.
And they say he sneezes and splatters, but he sneezes like down into his chest. It's not like it's like splattering and you can visibly see that. You can tell that they're like amping up their language to make
totally
him sound nasty.
And he's on the run. He probably just went out for a walk or something like that. Although now he may be maybe caught aware that they're on the looking.
Well, what's he be out doing?
Living his life?
Yeah,
everything is closed.
Taking a walk or something like that? We can continue here. You can share your thoughts. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today. ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer,
excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.